The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Howdy, boys and girls, this is Waddy Mitchell, and I'm telling you that you're right where you should be, Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Waddy Mitchell, you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, another great Patriot right there.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Well,
what do you got for
Sergeant Reckless?
Yeah.
In the Korean War?
In the Korean War.
Now, was a mare.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, every good horseman knows it's all about the mare.
Well, yeah. And I tell you what, I've ridden a lot of mares, they will go farther than a gilly. Enough said.
I stepped in it. There you go. Somebody, you're going to get mail, but that's all right. We've had mail before.
But I was just wondering, you know, how Sergeant Reckless's farrier did.
Wow. Obviously had to keep Sergeant Reckless shod, and, you know.
Did they?
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
I got to assume, too. So I need to do a little
research. Let's give them just a little bit of history in case they aren't familiar with Sergeant Reckless.
Yes.
Was a mare in the Korean War that hauled ammunition up a hill and back down and up a hill again
and
kept supplying the troops with ammunition.
Yes.
And from what I understand, Sergeant Reckless at times made the trip alone.
Without
somebody leading her.
Yep. That's absolutely true.
She knew the route. She knew what she had to do. Bombs going off around her, gunfire all over the place.
Did she get a Medal of Honor?
She did not get a Medal of Honor, but she got a citation.
She did.
Right. She received a citation because they don't give Medal of Honors to animals. And that's too bad.
That is too bad.
Because they deserve it.
Let's start a petition.
Let's do it. All right. But I think whatever her farrier did.
Good job.
Good job.
Keep it up.
Yes. And that's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's Fly.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us and they want to say, hey, I know, I got some information. I got some information on Sergeant Reckless's farrier. How are they going to get a hold of
us? Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail. 307-360-8776. Mm-hmm. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We keep him shod up. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
Hats off to Sergeant
Reckless. You darn right. And her farrier.
And her
if there was one. I'm sure there was in the beginning, but who knows?
who knows?
Right, How about some more great music?
Oh, please.
G.T. Hurley is riding along with us. Gunny Sergeant G.T. Hurley is riding with us. He is singing War Horse.
Rolled off the assembly line, 1941. Blue steel and walnut grips. A rampant colt stamped on the slide. Test fire before she ships. West Point soldier boy from Texas. Adventure in his eyes. His hand rested on the flap. The holster of a 45. 1911 Colt 45. Here's wood and metal. When used by men with steel in their eyes, the war horse rides to battle. Yeah, war horse rides the battle. Austin, Texas, June 63. His son put on the badge of a Texas Ranger. He recalled Sicily, 43. Now it's his boy's turn to run to danger. He handed him a wooden case, said, "This is my partner in the war, son." Ranger had pride on his face, said, "Daddy, she'll ride the Rio rest ashore." 1911, Colt 45, just wood and metal. When used by men with steel in their eyes, a war horse rides to battle. Yeah, a war horse rides to battle. Ranger in a tux and custom boots walked to the altar in 91 and give away his baby girl to a Marine wearing blues, gone to the Gulf to fight Saddam over an empty plate, a wedding cake. The old Ranger pulled out a box. He said, "Son, no matter what you take, make sure the war horse rides along." 1911, Colt 45, just wood and metal. When used by men with steel in their eyes, a war horse rides to battle, yeah. A war horse rides to battle.
Way to sing it there, Gunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff there. You mm-hmm. betcha. Well, we are recognizing veterans and Veterans Day.
Absolutely.
Got some more great quotes out of this neat little book.
Give it to us.
John D. Bud Hawk, United States Army, said simply, "I came when I was called, and I did the best I could."
Enough said.
Simple.
I like that.
Simply
guy.
Said. You know?
I like that.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Yes.
Robert D. Maxwell, United States Army, Medal of Honor recipient, once again. "We bestow honor on our country and on those heroes who gave their lives to keep her free when we respect and honor our flag."
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, take
yes.
that.
Yes. That's right. So do we need to belabor that point? We shouldn't have to, but are we going to?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we
yes,
are.
Yes, we're going to go ahead and belabor that point.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Okay. I have a little bit of a pet peeve. I love when I see people flying their flags.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But we got to remember there's flag etiquette.
Yep. Yes,
and it hurts me when I see a real nasty, worn, tattered flag flying on top of a flagpole.
Yep.
There's no respect there, I'm sorry.
Right.
the flag is supposed to be lit at night.
Yes.
If it stays out.
Yes.
And even if it's lit in inclement weather, it's supposed to be taken down.
It should be. Yes.
It should be taken down. Now, in our country, that means you'll never fly your flag because
right.
we've got inclement weather all the time.
All the time.
But I'm just saying, research flag etiquette rules.
Yeah.
Okay. And please adhere to them.
You know, we got a great patriot here in Pinedale, Jim Washam, that'll
teach
you the thing.
And he'll teach you about that, yep. We'll ditch out to another cow commercial, and when we come back, Waddy Mitchell has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.